We are going to welcome in someone brand new here to Robin Hood Radio, and I'm probably going to get the name wrong, but I'm going to try to get this right. I think it's Jeffrey Palfini. Jeffrey, am I right with the pronunciation?
You got it absolutely right, Marshall.
Good morning, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
All right. So you contacted me about an event that is coming up at the Colonial Theater, and that is the theater actually in Canaan, Connecticut. Let's talk a little bit about your group, first of all. What is the name of your group that has been producing events now?
The name of our group is Boondocks Film Society.
Okay.
And we started about, probably 5 or 6 months ago now, planning events in the area. It kind of arose out of the story of the kind of genesis of the group is that my girlfriend, Cindy, and I met at the former Kent Film Festival, which was later the Litchfield Hills Film Festival. And, that festival is no longer in existence in our area. And we just sort of found ourselves wishing that there were more kind of film events and a wider range of film offerings in the area. And so we took it upon ourselves to kind of make that happen. So around March of this year, we started working on planning events, and we held our first event at the Colonial Theater in May.
And how well, people love film. This is an area where people really love film, and there's lots of like the Berkshire International Film Festival, the Woodstock Film Festival. I mean, these are now well established events. Are you trying to establish something like this, or are you more or less looking at the singular events?
We're more kind of one off events, a kind of more laid back vibe, and we also show, cult and critically acclaimed films that you wouldn't necessarily see at a film festival. Our basic premise is to present films that people may not have necessarily seen, but that we feel like they would enjoy, or that kind of resemble movies that they know and love. And then to theme an event around those films, bringing in other creative elements and usually locally sourced, like food and drink and live music at times and art, and just create a larger scale event in an interesting venue. All of which kind of makes sense with the film, and try to attract an audience from a wider area than you might normally with a typical film screening. So we're looking to, get people from Berkshire County as well, and from Dutchess County, and from all over northwestern Connecticut and even beyond in Connecticut. So that's part of the reason why we make our events a little more well-rounded and larger than a typical film screening would be.
All right, so now coming up on Sunday, which is August the 20th, a 1928 film. What's interesting about this, especially it would be to people around here, Donald Sosin and Joanna Seton are going to do a live score by it. What movie are you showing on Sunday the 20th?
We're showing Joseph von Sternberg's The Docks of New York, which is a really great film, and as I had said before, kind of lesser known film of the silent era, but really one of the very best, especially in terms of the cinematography and the mood of the picture, and we're really really excited to have Donald Sosin and Joanna Seton involved. I was well aware of their work before they actually got in touch with us because they were very eager to do something at the Colonial Theater. Believe it or not, we have Donald and Joanna are two of the most prominent silent film musicians in the world, and they've never done an event at the Colonial Theater, which is basically one of our last remaining theaters that was built in the silent era in this area. So the theater was built in 1923. It still has a lot of the Art Deco touches and the you know, the kind of feel that it had back in those days.
Okay, so on Sunday the 20th, what time is this event going to start?
The event will start at 3 p.m. Before the film, before the feature attraction, we have a couple things going on. First of all, as with all, basically all of our events, there's a drink element. And so we'll have a kind of happy hour before the film. We're going to be making Prohibition-era cocktails with Litchfield Distillery spirits, so locally distilled spirits. And we're going to have some, you know, canapes, finger food, sort of 1920s era inspired. So that'll happen. And then we're going to have a screening of a short film called Manhattan that was created by a couple of photographers and artists in 1921, Charles Sheeler and Paul Strand. And Donald Sosin presents a score for that film as well. So,
all right. And how do people get tickets for this?
So our tickets are available on the Boondocks Film Society website, which is boondocksfilmsociety.org.
Are they also going to be available the day of the event?
They will be available the day of the event as well. We encourage people to buy in advance so that we can sort of have an idea of how many people are going to come for, you know, the food and drink purposes. And tickets in advance are only $12, which is an absolute steal for a Donald Sosin and Joanna Seton show. And they're $14 at the door.
All right. And once again, your website, spell it out for the people that are listening.
Okay. It's boondocksfilmsociety.org, which is BOONDOCKSFILMSOCIETY.org, which was quite a test at this hour of the morning for me.
What we'll do is on our Facebook page, we'll put the link up, put the interview up on our Facebook page later on today, so people can go right there to our Facebook page and get the link. Well, they'll be able to also go to our on-demand site and listen to the interview as well. And you've got more of these events planned over the course of the year, right?
Yes. So one thing I wanted to tell people is that we did have this will be our fifth event. And we've moved them around to different venues in the area. I mean, usually they're in Northwest Connecticut, but we do events in Berkshire and Dutchess County as well. We did a screening of Richard Linklater's Dazed and Confused at the drive-in in Amenia, New York, in June, and that was a pretty great turnout. We had live music for that one. Local live music and, you know, the food and drink elements as well. We also did a screening of Hayao Miyazaki's Japanese animation film Porco Rosso in a hangar at the Great Barrington Airport in July, which was a big success. We teamed with Berkshire Mountain Distillers on that one and had an aviation cocktail available. And coming up, we don't have anything announced after this, after the event a week from Sunday, but if people keep an eye on our website, we will have an event in September. We'll be announcing soon, and we generally tend to do one event a month, given sort of we're in startup phase here, so there's basically two of us running the show over here, myself and Cindy Heslin, my partner. So if people keep an eye on the website, there'll be events announced soon.
All right, that is Sunday, August 20th, the Colonial Theater in Canaan, the docks of New York. Thanks for joining us this morning, and thanks for getting up extra early to do it.
Thank you so much, Marshall.
All right, take care.